Good morning. It's the Life Songs Morning Show with Josh and Nancy, and we're so excited to have joining us the lead singer, guitar player, songwriter extraordinaire, John Steingard of Hawk Nelson. Thank you so much for hanging out with us.
What's going on, guys? Nice to be on the show. Thanks for having me.
I mean, it's beautiful spring here in New Orleans, and it's made all the better by your awesome new record, Miracles. Tell us a little bit about it. Like, how did it come about? Why is it called Miracles?
Oh, yeah. Thanks so much. I'm glad you guys are enjoying it. We've been working on this record for a couple of years. We were a little reflective on this one. We were thinking back about the 15 years that we've been a band, just seeing all the ups and downs that we've had and changes that we've had. And then in our own personal lives, like we started, you know, when I started touring with Hawk when I was 20, I'm about to be 35 and I've got my second kid on the way. Just like all the life changes that have happened in that time. And just looking back and seeing that God really had his hand on all of it, you know, through all the ups and downs and twists and turns, does seem like God always had a plan. And I feel like every time he intervenes in our lives, that's a little miracle, whether it's like a big thing or a small thing, that we can choose to go through our lives looking for those things, seeing God in those moments. And I feel like anytime he intervenes in our lives, that we can call that a miracle. And I think it's a great way to live, to go through life looking for those and seeing those things.
That's such a sweet sentiment. I mean, that's really, like, we're smiling just listening to you describe it. That's a great jump-off point for a record.
Yeah, so it felt like that for us. And so I think a lot of the things that we deal with on the record and sing about on the record are tied in with that idea and just recognizing that God is sort of, often it's in subtle ways, but he's always present and working in our lives.
That's cool. Good.
I think it's really, you mentioned the changes, the life changes that have happened over the course of this journey, even since you've been with the band. You guys were like skater rock, you know, like you were the pop rock.
Yeah.
And now you're making really mature sounding albums, and not mature as in like you need to move to Palm Springs, but mature as in the sonically,
hey,
the sound is incredible. It's really great.
I love Palm Springs. I love it. There's certain parts of getting older I'm totally embracing. It's kind of awesome. So there's no offense taken here when you say mature.
Well, that is good. Okay, so Bart Miller, how did it happen that he came to be your number one cheerleader?
Yeah, so we were sort of like more of a punk rock band, and I was the guitar player, and then our singer was departing the band, and we just sort of thought, well, that's probably that. And we had already been a band for almost 10 years, so it felt like we'd had a good run, you know? And so all of us were ready to think about moving on to other things. And then Bart, he had gotten a hold of some music that I had put out on my own years ago that I was, like, of course, like, super embarrassed of. And and he was like, dude, you should be the new singer of Hawk. And I was like, no, that's a really bad idea. And I think I just had a really particular idea of what Hawk could be and couldn't be. And Bart sort of challenged me to think more broadly than how I had been. I was like, well, Hawk is a punk band. I can't be I'm not that guy to be a singer in a punk band. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, well, maybe Hawk can be something different than you think. That really set us down the path of figuring out, well, okay, what if it's possible for us to really change what we sound like and change the band in a lot of ways, but keep the DNA sort of the same and continue with the name and stuff. And so that's what we ended up doing.
And you guys have seen more success in the last 5 years than the previous decade combined. I mean, it's awesome to see God using you guys.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, it feels different. Like, I know in the early years of like the punk rock days, there was this underground sort of buzz about the band, but it wasn't really a lot. We didn't, you know, get on the radio a lot and that kind of stuff. And so with this iteration of the band, radio has really embraced us, which is super cool. So
you're welcome.
It's fun to like, yeah, thank you. You know, it's really cool. I mean, I remember our first radio single with me as the singer was a song called Words. And when we started playing that song live after it had been on the radio, going to a city where we hadn't been in a long time and then hearing this entire crowd of people singing it, I remember just being like, whoa. All of a sudden it hit me, like, when people hear your song on the radio, it can change everything. And so that was pretty cool.
We were talking a little bit about Bart Miller of Mercy Me speaking a little hope into Hawk Nelson and pointing out that, hey, you could lead this ship And Bart right now is like the king of Christendom because he's got
he's
a movie.
Trending.
Oh, I know, right?
I mean, I can only imagine has blown Hollywood out of the water. And, you know, Christian filmmakers, we don't leave something on the table. If one thing was successful, we're going to make 100 sequels. I think there's like God's Not Dead 12 now in theaters.
Yeah, and the guy that played Hercules is like just warming up for his next role,
yeah.
I think.
Kevin Sorbo just keeps him going.
Yeah, that's him.
If they continue this trend and they make more movies about Mercy Me, eventually you guys are going to show up in the film. So who would you want to play you?
Going?
Yeah, you're a bit of a filmmaker, right? So who would you want to portray in a movie?
Ooh, that is fascinating. I have never even considered that. Man, I feel like so many of my like actor heroes that I really love are all older than me. You know, it'd be weird to see one of them play me. I guess it depends on what time period. I really like Tom Holland. You know who he is?
Yeah, Spider-Man.
Yeah, the new Spider-Man. I like him a lot. You know who would probably it'd probably be though? It'd probably be Andrew Garfield.
The old Spider-Man.
The old Spider-Man. I'm just going from Spider-Man actor to Spider-Man actor. Like, you know.
And then, you know, eventually Tobey Maguire.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I don't know. I'm not as much a fan of him. When you watch him act on screen, I am uncomfortable. Always. Like, you know, when you just watch certain people and you're like, oh, this makes me so uncomfortable. It's so awkward. Like, he's like that every minute he's on screen.
I'm that way with Elijah Wood. I can't look at Elijah Wood.
Yeah, he's got a bit of that thing.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Hey, we had a listener that wants to know, how'd you come up with Hawk Nelson as your band name? Our listener, Jared.
Right. So it was the name of a video game character created by one of the guys in the band. And so there's not really any really good explanation. Basically, you know, when you're in high school or you're, you know, young and just out of high school and you make a decision that you don't realize is going to impact you for a long time.
Yes, I do.
It was kind of one of those.
Of course.
Yeah. The domain name, honestly, the domain name being available, hawknelson.com, that was like what sealed the deal. You know, because if you choose a name that's more common, you always have to get like somethingmusic.com or like somethingfan.com.
Or .net, and you never want .net.
No.
Oh, you do not want .net. No, .net is so sad. .net website. But yeah, that was a big part of it. And it was funny. Like we just rolled with it. And then here we are like 15 years later and it's still a thing.
That's so cool.
We're talking to John Steingard, who's the lead singer, songwriter, guitar player for Hawk Nelson. And you mentioned earlier you guys are expecting your second child coming soon.
We are, yeah. We have a little girl coming in September.
Awesome. So this is a big Mother's Day coming up then.
Yeah, good call. I need to remember that. our two kids will be like 17 months apart. So it's all hands on deck at the Steingard house. I'm taking a little bit of time off the road in September to be around because after my wife has our second, for a few weeks at least, I'm going to be full-time dad, just making sure everyone's taken care of and my wife can recover and, you know, all that stuff. So
That's very good of you.
That's
you know,
cool.
It's like the old saying, you know, once you have two, you hate life. Maybe that's not it.
Maybe
I got that wrong.
No, do not.
I think the saying I was saying is that when people were asking, oh, you're going for number two right away, I think usually what I say is, well, you know, when you're drowning, what's another foot of water above your head?
We hope that you guys continue to see success with Miracles. We love the title track. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. Can't wait to hear more from the record. And congratulations on baby number two. Do you have a name picked out?
Thank you so much, guys. Yes, we do. Her name will be Winter Joy, and we'll call her Winnie.
Oh, my gosh.
Cute.
That is adorable.
Very sweet.
Yeah.
And not too hipster, so I applaud you for that.
Yeah.
Our boy's name is Gray, and so we'll have Gray and Winter. And, like, we wanted names that were recognizable enough that people aren't like, what was that? But also unique enough that we don't know a ton of people that have them. Those are hard to find, so we worked hard on that.
They make great song titles,
they
too.
They do.
So. Yeah.
They do.
John, thanks for hanging out with us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Have a good day, guys.